Next programme, Saturday Night Theatre, which is called The Subject Was Roses. In the series The Time of My Life at 10 past 10 tonight on Radio 4, Lord Robins will be talking to Gordon Snell about the years in which his political views were formed, late 20s and 30s. And this conversation with Lord Robins will be illustrated by archived recordings of conditions in Manchester in the late 30s, and the voices of two of his closest associates for many years, Hugh Gaitskell and George Brown. And that's in The Time of My Life at 10 past 10 tonight on Radio 4 for listeners, except those in Northern Ireland. And now, Saturday Night Theatre.
We present Cyril Shapps, Donald Donnelly, and Doreen Hepburn in The Subject Was Roses, adapted for radio by Roger Pine from the stage play by Frank D. Gilroy. The Subject Was Roses.
Oh, there you are. Where you been?
Where does it look as though I've been? Shopping.
Before breakfast?
I needed some things.
We've only got one soldier boy home from the wars. Not a whole division.
The party used up a lot last night. It's a lovely day. Timmy still asleep?
Haven't heard him. Better give me mine. Coffee's on.
I thought we'd all have breakfast together.
I have to go downtown. Ruskin wants to see me. I'm going to stop at St. Francis on the way. Offer a prayer of thanks.
You want toast?
Yeah. All those casualties, and he never got a scratch. We're very lucky.
What do you want on it?
Marmalade. Freeman boy dead. Mullen boy crippled for life. Makes you wonder. Think he enjoyed the party?
He seemed to.
First time I ever saw him take a drink.
He drank too much.
He don't get out of the army every day.
He was sick during the night.
Probably the excitement.
It was the whiskey. You should have stopped him.
For 3 years, he's got along fine without anyone telling him what to do.
I had to hold his head.
No one held his head in the army.
That's what he said.
Well, that didn't stop you.
He's not in the army anymore.
It was a boy that walked out of his house 3 years ago. It's a man that's come back in.
You sound like a recruiting poster.
And you sound ready to repeat the old mistakes.
Mistakes?
Pardon me.
You said mistakes.
A slip of the tongue.
I'd like to know what mistakes you're referring to. I'd really like to know.
Okay. He was 18 when he went away. Until that time, he showed no special skill at anything. But you treated him like he was a protege.
I think you mean prodigy.
What I really mean is baby.
For a baby, he certainly did well in the army.
I didn't say he was a baby. I said you treated him like one.
You were surprised he did well. You didn't think he'd last a week.
Bless us and save us, said Mrs. O'Davis.
Do you know why you were surprised?
Joy, joy, said Mrs. Malloy.
Because you never understood him.
Mercy, mercy, said old Mrs. Percy.
I never doubted that he'd do as well as anyone else.
Where he's concerned, you never doubted, period. If he came in here right now and said he could fly, you'd help him out the window.
If you're saying I have confidence in him, you're right. And why not? Who knows him better?
Is there more coffee?
He's exceptional.
Here we go again.
Yes, exceptional.
In what way?
I refuse to discuss it.
Well, a person who's going to be famous usually drops a few clues by the time they're 21.
I didn't say famous. I said exceptional.
What's the difference?
You wouldn't understand.
And here's something you better understand. You can't treat him as though he'd never been away. He's not a kid.
If you had stopped him from drinking too much, that would have been treating him like a kid.
This is where I came in.
He was trying to keep up with you, and you knew it.
You sound like you're jealous.
The two of you so busy drinking, you hardly paid any attention to anyone else.
You are jealous.
Don't be absurd.
He and I got along better yesterday than we ever did before, and you're jealous. Well, well, well.
Can't Ruskin wait till Monday?
No. And don't pretend you're disappointed. What a charming little breakfast you and he will have together.
You're welcome to stay.
My ears are burning already.
I've never said a word against you, and you know it.
And don't forget my excursion to Montreal.
It was always your own actions that turned him against you.
And the convention. Don't leave that out.
The curtains. The curtains for Timmy's room. They're coming today.
I don't know anything about curtains.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
They'll be $10.
Well, what's the matter with the old ones?
They're worn out.
They look all right to me.
Well, they aren't all right.
$10 for curtains?
Timmy will want to bring friends home.
And they'll notice the curtains? Ah, the old squeeze play, huh?
Are you going to give me the money?
Yeah. Say hello for me. I gotta go.
And I need $5 for the house while you're at it.
Gave you 15 yesterday.
I told you, the party used up a lot.
That party cost close to $100.
Well, it was worth it.
Did I say it wasn't?
He's coming. Do I get the money?
Okay, you get the money. Here.
Good morning.
Champ.
Good morning, son.
We thought you were going to sleep all day.
I smell the coffee.
Mother said you were sick during the night.
I'm fine now.
I was a little rocky myself.
I wonder why.
What time is your appointment?
11:15.
It's 25 hours.
Mr. Ruskin wants to see me this morning.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why?
Well, I thought we might take in the ball game.
So why don't you? Here's your juice, Tim.
You know I can't. Look, Tim, this thing with Ruskin means a sure sale.
I understand.
We'll go tomorrow.
My mother expects us for dinner tomorrow.
How about next Saturday?
All right.
We'll get box seats. The works.
Sounds fine.
Swell. Well, I gotta go.
What time will you be home?
I'll call you.
I'll be at my mother's.
I understand none of your old clothes fit. Only got your uniform to wear, huh?
That's right.
Well, meet me downtown on Monday. We'll get you some new ones.
Okay.
What'd you say that ribbon was for?
What this?
Yeah.
Well, that's a combat infantry badge.
How about that?
Well, it's not as important as it sounds.
Well, we'll have to sit down and have a real talk. I want to hear all about it.
All right.
Great to have you home.
It's great to be home.
Mullen boy crippled. Freeman boy dead. We are very lucky.
I know.
Stopping off at St. Francis this morning to offer a prayer of thanks. See you later.
Right.
Well, how did you sleep?
Fine. How's he feeling?
All right.
He looks a lot older.
It's been 3 years. It must have seemed strange sleeping in your own bed.
Yeah. How's his business?
Who knows?
The coffee market's up.
I hope you're hungry.
I can't get over the change in him.
Guess what we're having for breakfast.
And it's not just the way he looks.
Guess what we're having for breakfast. Guess what we're having.
What?
Guess.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No.
Sure you do.
What is it?
You're fooling.
What is it?
What's your favorite?
Bacon and eggs.
Well, now I know you're fooling.
No.
I forgot what a tease you were.
I'm not teasing.
Waffles. We're having waffles.
Fine.
Well, you used to be crazy about waffles.
I still am.
Well, I've got the waffle batter ready.
Swell.
Your first morning home, you're entitled to whatever you want.
I want waffles.
I used the last egg in the batter.
I want waffles.
Really?
Cross my heart.
All right.
Hey, I see a new butcher.
Yeah, quite a few new stores.
Pop said the Bremen's moved.
Mm-hmm. And the Costello's. Hey, do you remember old Zimmer the tailor?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a few weeks ago, a woman brought him a coat she wanted altered. Zimmer started to fix it, then very politely excused himself, went up to the roof, and jumped. No one knows why.
Who was the woman?
Mrs. Levin.
Oh, that explains it.
That's not funny.
Sorry.
What a thing to say.
I said I'm sorry.
I'm surprised at you.
Listen, Savis.
What did you say?
Bless us and save us. As in, bless us and save us, said Mrs. O'Davis. Joy, joy, said Mrs. Malloy. What's the matter?
I never expected to hear that nonsense from you.
It beats swearing.
You used to cover your ears when your father said it.
I'll never say it again, ma'am.
talk to me like that?
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. I don't think I slept well. Too much excitement, the party and all. Will you have bacon with it?
No, just the waffles would be fine.
Did you like the party?
Yeah.
I wish the house had looked better.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Oh, it needs painting. The sofa's on its last leg. And the rugs. Oh. Well, now that you're here, I'll get it all fixed up.
It looks fine to me.
I still can't believe you're here.
I find it a little hard to believe myself.
You are here?
You want to pinch me? Well, go ahead. Well, go on. Hey, you believe it now? Hey, what are you doing? I'll let go. Well, cut it out, Mom. Cut it out. One pinch to a customer. It's an old house rule. The waffles must be ready. The light on the iron went out. Isn't that what it means when that little light goes out?
Yes.
What's the matter? What's wrong? What is it? What is it?
They stuck.
What?
Why did they have to stick today?
With the waffles?
I can't remember the last time they stuck.
What's that to cry about?
I've looked forward to this morning for 3 years, and nothing's right.
Now, why do you say that?
No one thing.
What isn't right?
No one single thing.
Would you please stop?
The things you've been saying. Your attitude.
What things? What attitude?
You haven't even asked about Willis.
How is he?
Every time I look at you, you avoid me.
Oh, now, that's ridiculous.
Look, you're doing it now.
I am not.
How could you forget the waffles were your favorite?
I just forgot.
Well, then, you must have forgotten a lot of things.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing I didn't forget. The dance. The one we were going to have the first morning I was home.
What made you think of that?
It's been on my mind all along.
I'll bet.
I was about to turn the radio on when you started crying.
I'll bet.
If you're through, I'll do it now. Are you through?
I haven't danced in so long, I've probably forgotten how.
Hey, right. Well, shall we have a go at it?
I can't remember the last time I danced.
Come on.
You really want to?
Yeah.
Well, yes, for it.
Not a girl. Here we go. Forgot how to dance. Who are you kidding?
Well, I guess it's one of those things you never forget.
You have been taking lessons.
But of course.
You come here often?
First time.
Yeah, me likewise. You by yourself?
With a girlfriend.
Come on, we need something lively.
Oh,
now,
well.
Don't move. Hey, oh! Well, what do you say?
Well, the spirit's willing.
Let's go! Oh, not bad, not bad.
Oh, what will the neighbors think?
Oh, wait. We're coming into the home stretch. Hang on.
I'm getting dizzy.
Hey. Hang on.
I can't do anymore.
Hang on.
I can't.
Hang on, hang on.
I can't.
Are you all right?
I think so.
Oh, boy. That is enough of that.
Phew.
I am dead. Absolutely dead.
Ooh. Oh, so am I.
I can't remember the last time I laughed like that.
I can. We were driving to the lake, and we stopped at that dinky carnival.
Yeah, the time I got you to go on that ride.
Your father thought we'd lost our minds. He kept begging the man to stop the engine.
Which made us laugh all the harder.
You know something?
What?
I really believe you're here now.
So do I.
What are you going to do today?
I don't know.
Why don't you come to Mama's with me?
We're going there for dinner tomorrow.
Willis would love to see you.
I'll see him tomorrow.
When we told him you were coming home, he began to sing. The first time he's done that in months.
All right. I'll go.
We won't stay long.
All right.
Well, hello.
Hi, Pop.
Don't get up on my account.
We were dancing. We fell down.
What did you forget?
Nothing.
Why did you come back?
I changed my mind. If you still want to go to the ball game, it's a date.
What about Ruskin?
Ah, the hell with it. You still want to go?
Yeah.
Well, what about Willis?
What about Willis?
Well, Jimmy was going to see him this afternoon.
Well, I'll see him tomorrow.
But I told him you'd be over today.
Before you even asked me?
I thought sure you'd want to go.
You'd no right to do that.
Well, what'll I tell him?
Tell him I'll see him tomorrow.
He'll be disappointed.
Well, that's not my fault.
The game starts at 12.
I just have to get my tie.
You haven't eaten.
We'll grab something on the way.
Came out of St. Francis and started for the subway. I was halfway there when I thought of Mr. Freeman. What wouldn't he give to be able to spend a day with his son? Made me turn around and come back. Now, why are you mad? You told me to take him to the game.
And you always do what I tell you?
Bless us and save us.
Corporal Cleary reporting for duty.
Kiss your mother goodbye.
Hey, that's not a duty. So long, Mom.
We won't be late. I hadn't told that one in years.
You know, I was considered a very funny fella because of you.
Hello? Anybody home? Still at the mother's.
I better put the roses in water.
Stand on a beer?
Sure.
Okay, you do the flowers, I'll get the beer.
You know where she keeps a vase or anything?
How would I know? Have a look in the kitchen. Stick them in a jug or someplace.
Okay. Yeah, this'll do. Aren't you supposed to bang the ends?
What for?
Well, I don't know, so they keep longer or something.
Son, about roses, I know very little. Leave it to your mother. Just stick them in water, leave it to her. How do you remember all those jokes of mine?
It came to me, I guess.
I don't remember most of them myself. Here's your beer.
Oh, thanks. I'll take the roses through.
What'll we drink to?
The Chicago Cubs.
Think it'll help them?
Can it hurt?
To the Cubs.
To the Cubs.
Ah, 16-3.
I'm still glad we went.
So am I. That was a beautiful catch up made.
Yeah.
For a moment, I thought he lost it in the sun. So they really went for the old man's jokes.
Especially the ones about Uncle Mike.
Such as?
The Pennsylvania hotel gag.
Duh, Columbus told that one to the Indians.
Uncle Mike was a famous man in our outfit.
Yeah, joking aside, he was quite a guy. Stood 6'3", weighed close to 250.
I remember his picture.
He was in the Spanish-American War.
I know.
Got hit by a bullet once and knocked him out. When he came to, he was lying on a field full of wounded men. Hey, how about that? I'm telling you war stories. Go on, you do the talking.
About what?
Well, you must have seen some pretty bad things.
Not as much as a lot of others.
Well, maybe you'd rather not talk about it.
I don't mind.
I'd like to hear what you have to say.
I don't know how to begin.
Well, anything that comes to mind.
Oh. You want to know the bravest thing I ever did?
Yeah.
The first night we were in combat, I slept with my boots off.
Well, go on.
Well, that's it.
Well, you slept with your boots off?
Doesn't sound like much, does it?
Not offhand.
Well, you see, the fellas who eventually cracked up were all guys who couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, if I hadn't decided to take my boots off, I'd have ended up being one of them.
Oh, I see.
You want to know the smartest thing I ever did?
Sure.
I never volunteered.
Huh?
One day the lieutenant bawled me out for it. I said, sir, yeah. Sir, if there is anything you want me to do, you tell me and I'll do it. Huh? But if you wait for me to volunteer, you'll wait forever.
Well, what do you say to that?
Nothing printable.
Oh.
No, Pop, the fact is I wasn't a very good soldier.
Well, you did everything they asked you.
Yeah, but the good ones do more. You'd have been a good one.
What makes you say that?
Well, I can tell.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the big regrets of my life that I was never in the service.
I know.
The day World War I was declared, I went to the recruiting office. When they learned I was the sole support of the family, they turned me down. I keep wondering what difference it might have made in my life. Then I wonder how I'd have made out. I wouldn't have settled for a desk job. I'd have gotten to the front.
I'm sure of that.
But once there, how would I have done?
Fine.
How do you know?
You're a born fighter.
Well, they say a lot of fellas who were terrorists or civilians turned to jelly when they heard those bullets.
Not you.
Well, it doesn't seem so, but you can't be sure. And that's always bothered me. Now, how about another?
Fine.
Oh, maybe we should.
Why?
Well, your mother blames me for you getting sick last night. Says I encouraged you to drink too much.
It wasn't what I drank. It was the excitement.
Well, that's what I told her.
Look, I'll open two more. You just sit there.
Oh, all right. Can't say I don't feel like it. Know something?
What?
The reminder of her father.
What will?
The roses will. Her father used to send her roses every birthday. A dozen red ones. Never missed. Even at the end.
Look, tell her they were your idea.
What?
Tell her the roses were your idea.
Why?
Why, she got a kick out of it. All right.
If you like.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Here. You call it this time.
To the two nicest fellas in the house.
Yeah, hey, I'll buy that. It's funny how you acquire a taste for things.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't even stand the smell of beer.
Believe it or not, I was the same.
We seem to have gotten over it.
Yeah.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
You won't take it the wrong way.
No.
I owe you an apology.
For what?
Well, you were always sick. Always home from school with one thing or another. I never thought you'd last in the army.
Neither did I.
Really?
Oh. Really?
When Dr. Goldman heard they took you, he said it was ridiculous. When they put you in the infantry, he said it was inhuman.
And when I survived,
he said it was a miracle.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think it was a miracle. I think we just underestimated you. Especially me. That's what I wanted to apologize for.
You remember that corny thing that you used to recite about,
uh-huh.
About how a boy likes his father?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he thinks his father is the greatest guy in the world until he's 15.
Uh-huh.
Then the doubts start. Then by the time he's 18, he's convinced his father's the worst guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
At 25, the doubts start again. And at 30, it occurs to him that, well, the old man wasn't so bad after all. And then at 40...
What about it?
Well, there's some truth to it.
Oh, I think you've had too much to drink.
Look, I'm not saying you're a saint.
Well, that's a relief.
But taking into account where you started from and the obstacles you had to overcome, well, what you've done is something to be proud of.
Well.
No, look.
Well, thank you.
Look, how many guys that you grew up with even turned out legitimate?
Not many.
And most of them are still scraping along where they started.
That's true.
How many years of school did you have?
I had to quit after the fourth grade. And I have met college graduates who don't know nearly as much as you about the things that really count.
It must have been Yale, man.
No. I'm serious.
Yeah, and speaking of college, if you get into one of those big ones and it's more than the GI Bill pays for, I'll help you out.
Well, thanks.
No, that's just between you and me. Why?
I don't want people getting wrong notions.
About what?
That I'm loaded.
Are you loaded?
Then don't be ridiculous.
That doesn't answer my question.
The question's ridiculous.
That's still no answer.
No, I'm not loaded.
How much do you have?
What?
How much money do you have?
Is this your idea of a joke?
No.
Then why are you doing it?
I don't want to take money from you if you can't afford it.
I can afford it.
Some of the places I applied at are pretty expensive.
I can afford it.
Then you must be loaded.
I am not loaded.
We have a summer place, a car, and now you tell me you can afford any school in the country. You've got to be fairly loaded.
If I hear that word once more, I'm marching right out the door.
You haven't changed a bit. You look as though I'd ask you to betray your country.
You son of a gun.
I really had you going.
Some joke.
Well, say, Pop.
What?
How much do you have?
Enough's enough. I think we better change the subject.
Well, how did you meet Mother?
Hmm? You said change the subject.
You know all about that.
Just that you picked her up on the subway.
It wasn't like that at all.
Well, then I don't know all about it.
I picked her up. It makes her sound cheap.
I'm sorry.
First time I spoke to her was on the subway, but there's more to it.
Well, tell me.
Why?
Well, I might become a writer. I might want to do a story about it someday.
A writer?
Maybe.
Well, that's the first I heard about that.
Me too. Must be the beer. Now, what year was it that you met her?
1921. A writer?
A writer.
Where were you working at?
At Emerson's.
And? Well, one morning I saw her walk by. That afternoon she passed again. Same next day. Turned out she worked around the corner. You sure you want to hear this?
Uh-huh.
One evening I happened to be leaving at the same time she did. Turned out we took the same subway. She got off at 72nd Street. Well, to make a long story short, I got a seat next to her one day and we started talking.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Sounds like an ordinary pickup to me.
Well, it wasn't. I left some things out.
Such as?
Oh, I don't remember. Well, it was 25 years ago.
Now, the way I heard it, you followed her for a month before you finally got the nerve to speak.
Thought you didn't know the story.
And to convince her of your intentions, that they were honorable, you asked if you might call it her home. True or false? Well...
Oh, gee, you wouldn't believe how nervous I was. She didn't make it any easier. Pretended the whole thing was a complete surprise. Bernhardt couldn't have done it nicer. Or looked nicer. All in blue. Blue dress, blue hat, blue shoes. Everything blue. Light blue. And dignified. Oh, one look at her, you knew she was a lady. My family called her the lady. To their minds, it was an insult. How do we get onto this?
You were telling...
Oh, join the party!
We're having a little hair of the dog.
How is the game?
Oh, one-sided.
Pop was just telling me how you met.
What?
He asked me.
And his version is a little different from yours.
Well, what do you mean?
He says that you chased him.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Says you did everything but stand on your head to attract his attention. That's what he said.
Oh, you too.
Well, then, how about a beer, eh?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on.
No, well, all right.
That's a girl. Now, you sit down. I'll go get it.
Yeah, well, just a glass. Well, what did he tell you?
About what?
Well, about how we met.
Oh, that. Well, he said you were dressed in blue and nobody ever looked nicer. That's what he said.
I'll bet.
Didn't you say that?
I'm a stranger here.
Did he tell you how he used his friend, Eddie Barnes?
Bless us and save us.
Every night they'd get in the subway, stand right in front of me and have a loud conversation about how well they were doing in business.
Oh, it wasn't every night.
Poor Eddie had to go an hour out of his way.
That's what I call a friend.
Best I ever had. Here you go.
Here's your beer. Well, what's the matter?
Where did they come from?
Are the roses? Hmm. Oh, Pop got them for you.
He did?
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What made you do it?
Oh, we happened to pass a place. I know you like them.
I haven't had red roses since Papa died. He used to send me a dozen on my birthday. Never missed.
I remember.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, you don't bring flowers, they cry. You do, they cry.
Sorry.
What's to be sorry?
He was the kindest, gentlest man that ever lived.
I know.
Oh, I'm all right now.
Yeah, drink your beer. You'll feel better.
Maybe so.
To happy days. To happy days.
They're just beautiful.
Yeah, talking of Eddie Barnes before, God rest his soul. It reminds me of the time old Emerson put up a second-hand car for the man who sold the most coffee over a 3-month period.
Yes.
I won it, but I couldn't drive. Eddie said he'd teach me. We didn't get 2 blocks from the office when he ran broadside into an ice truck.
No. How about that ride to Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
He practically killed us all.
Yeah, what was the name of that place we stayed at?
The Rainbow Grove.
Yeah, that's right. Big, fat, red-haired Dame Rabbit.
Mrs. Hanlon.
Yeah.
My friends all call me Daisy.
I dubbed her the Will Rogers of Connecticut. She never met a man she didn't like.
I listen, you remember the night you, Eddie, and a couple of the others picked her up bed and all.
Oh.
And left her sleeping in the middle of the baseball field.
In the morning when we went out to play, she was still there.
Oh, what did you do?
We ruled that any ball hitting her on the fly was a ground rule double. Oh, we had a lot of fun at that place.
Yeah?
I wonder if it's still there.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, let's take a ride someday and see, huh?
Yeah, all right.
Where are you going?
I've got to start something.
Oh, forget it. We're eating out.
Yeah, but I bought a steak.
It'll keep. Where would you like to go, champ?
Oh, maybe he is a date.
Bring her along.
I don't have a date.
Well, I thought you'd be seeing that Davis girl.
That's finished.
Now, she was a nice girl.
She was a dunce.
John.
Pop is right.
Well, you men are terrible.
And you are too kind.
Well, where are we going?
Look, you two settle it while I see a man about a dog.
How about the Concourse Plaza? Hmm?
All right.
Yeah. Had a nice day today.
I'm glad.
He's quite a boy.
That's what I've been telling you for years.
We talked about things, you know, really talked. The way Eddie and I used to. Oh, the hell with the Concourse Plaza. Let's go downtown. Let's go to New Yorker, huh?
Oh, you are in a good mood.
Because I want to go downtown?
Well, that and the roses.
Are you going to talk about those roses all night?
I just wanted to thank you for them.
You already have.
You sound as though you're sorry you got them.
Now, don't be ridiculous.
Why are you angry?
I'm just tired about hearing about them. Gotta get some roses, big deal.
You're embarrassed.
I am not.
You did something nice, and you're embarrassed.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't worry. I won't tell anyone.
Nettie, please.
Oh, all right. But I want to let you know how much I appreciate it.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, but I do. I really do. John, we haven't been to the New Yorker in years. I wonder if they've still got the ice show. Do you suppose we'll have any trouble getting in on Saturday night?
No. Oh.
Well, what do you decide?
We're going to the Hotel New Yorker.
Well, digga, 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 doo.
And after that, we're going to the Diamond Horseshoe, and then to the Sawdust Trail.
Sounds like our night to howl.
That's what it is.
You call that a howl? Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Now that is what I call a meal. Oh, excuse me, Mac. Guess I just never was brung up proper.
I guess you just never was.
What hope does that give me?
Every hope in the world, son. When you got real low people like your mother and me for parents, you got no place to go but up.
You speak for yourself.
Yeah, I do. I usually do.
Hey, Mom, you like to dance?
Oh, no, not yet, Timmy. Not after all that food. I'd collapse.
No, you wouldn't. Come on.
Wait a minute. Corporal Cleary.
Yes, sir.
Corporal Cleary, in this matter, I outrank you. I happen to be married to the lady. What's more, she's my wife. I thank you. So, Mom, may I have the pleasure? Or is your card full?
Well, I do declare. I dare say, kind sir, I could find room for you. A gavotte, perhaps?
A gavotte, indeed. My arm, Mrs. Cleary. Let us step us a measure.
Hey, what about me?
You, Corporal, you can call the flunky and have him bring another gallon of champagne. My lady and I will have us quite a thirst after all this gavotte.
Whatever the colonel says.
That's my boy. See you later.
Oh, Colonel.
Yes, Corporal.
Watch it don't fall over your sword.
Ready for another one, chap?
You bet. I'll get him.
No. You sit there. Talk to your mother. Take half an hour in this grout. If I can remember which way's the bar.
You'll find out okay. Just close your eyes and home in on it.
You son of a gun.
Not for me. I'll pass.
Oh, come on, Mary. Do you go?
No. I know when I've had enough.
Just a beer.
No, I said no, and I mean no.
Okay. Whatever you want.
Cigarette, Mom?
You know I don't smoke. Who do you think you're out with? This is your mother, remember?
Well, how about that? Now, where do you come from?
I've been here all the time.
Hey, yes, you have.
Well, that's what mothers are for. Do you like this place?
It's okay. Why, you want to move on?
Well, I was thinking that maybe after you've had the next drink, we could, well...
What? Go home?
Well, yeah. It's after 12.
Oh, come on, Mom. The night's young. I'm having a great time. Pop's having a great time. I thought you were. Well, why don't you have another drink? Not every day you got your only son back from the biggest war in history. Come on. Relax. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, I was. I am. Well, it's getting awful crowded in here. And don't you think that maybe you've had enough to drink already tonight?
Nope. Emphatically, nope. Look, don't worry about me. I'm fine. Come on, let's dance, huh? You should be able to find a square foot free over there somewhere. Come on.
For me. All right, I'll be good. Oh, can you dance to this?
Tonight, lady, I could dance to anything. Come on, let's go.
Oh, hey, where are you two off?
Colonel!
Trying to lose the old man, huh? Look, this place gets too full. Let's finish these up and move on. Now, what do you say?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking...
Sure, Pop.
Wait. How about the sawdust tray? That's what we planned. Now, get your rap, Nettie. Tim, out and grab a cab. I'll get the check. Come on, kids. Let's not waste any time. We've got a lot of drinking, a lot of dancing to do yet.
Boy, listen to that man. Listen to him.
He's great.
What I'd give to play like that.
You want to be a musician now?
Sure. That's one thing I'll never be.
Thank the Lord for small mercies. It's a bum's life. You're going to college.
Sure, I'm going to college. You don't stay at college forever. One day I'm going to have a be something.
You bet you'll be something. Really something. You get yourself a good law degree, go anywhere you like. Business, the courts, politics. Hey, with a law degree, get into Congress and the Senate, and then, well, lawyers have been in the White House before today, and I guess they will again. How about that, eh, Nettie? How about Timmy for President of the United States of America?
Yeah, how about it? All you need is $1 million.
Oh, slow down a bit, Pop. I got to get a college yet. And everybody that gets there doesn't get a degree along with the entrance exam. They like you to do a few other things as well, you know.
Well, you'll do them. You'll do them fine. You'll get a degree with no trouble at all. Good law degree.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to study law.
Of course he does. He's got a Cleary head in his shoulders. He can see things the right way up.
Actually, he did think that he might have a go at American and English literature. Maybe learn a thing or two about writing.
See what I mean?
Oh, that'll pass. Everybody his age wants to write a novel.
Okay.
Write a novel.
Write two. But get a meal ticket first. Anyway, that's what I said.
Yeah, we heard you.
Anyway, things are getting far too serious. We're not here to talk, what do you call it, vocational guidance. We're here to enjoy ourselves. But time for another drink. And another dance. And then
another drink. And then
another dance. And then
another bottle. Hey, waiter.
Hey.
We smell or something.
Yeah, come on over here. Come on.
Same again all around.
Here we go. Nothing could wait the Feldman. Oh, we'll have to get some of those stairs taken away. I think they grow in the night.
I'll see to it first thing tomorrow.
Good.
Open the door.
Yeah, I can't find my key.
I can't find the door.
Oh, honestly.
Where would you be if you were my key?
Here, I'll...
You ever see such pretty hair?
Don't stop that.
That's beautiful hair.
Will you please let me open this door?
Home, the wife and mother.
You know, someday we'll break our necks because you refuse to leave a light.
By the light of the silvery moon.
No, look, that's just enough.
Whatever you say, Antoinette.
Well, I say to bed.
Shank of the evening. Come here, Mrs. Cleary. Give your old man a bit of a
smile. Oh, please, John, now stop that.
No, sir, you can't beat a law degree. Springboard for anything.
So they say.
Well, anyone can be a lawyer. How many people become writers?
That's my point.
You should be proud to have a son who wants to try something different.
Did I say I wasn't proud of him?
Ebrick, Debrick, Cadidra, Slattern.
What? What's that?
It's the guy in the red jacket who leads the horses to the post at Jamaica. He always says that when they reach the starting gate.
Ah.
Ebrick, Cadabra, Cadidra, Slattern. And here are your horses for the fifth race. Long as you can say it, you're not drunk. Abracadabra, Cadidra, Slattern.
Abracadabra, Cadidra,
Slattern.
Oh, honest.
Cazebra,
not zebra. Cadidra.
Oh.
Abracadabra, Cadidra, Slattern.
Abracadabra, Cadidra, Slattern.
That's it.
Come on. You can dance a jig to that.
Oh, Abracadabra, Cadidra, Slattern.
Abracadabra, Cadidra,
Slattern. Abracadabra, Cadidra, Slattern.
John, Timmy, have you both lost your minds?
Nothing wrong with us. But a little nightcap wouldn't cure. I'll get a bottle.
I'll nightcap you.
Oh, I can't bear to hear married people fight.
We ought to go dancing more.
Now I know you're drunk.
Who was it used to call us the Four Mortons?
Harold Bowen.
I wish we were.
Remember the first dance I took you to?
Of course.
I'll bet you don't.
Of course I do.
I have this magical feeling for vaudeville.
Where was it then?
The Crystal Terrace.
What was the first song?
Look, it's too late for quiz games.
It doesn't matter how cheap and tinny the show is. Soon as the house lights go down and the band starts up, I could cry.
The first song we ever danced to was Pretty Baby. Yeah. Pretty Baby. Pretty a blonde guy crooned it.
Yeah, through a gold megaphone.
You do remember.
Well, of course.
I got snoo under my skin.
What's new?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Oh, look, what's he doing?
Playing the palace.
Look, will you please go to bed?
In closing, I would like to do a dance made famous by the inimitable Pat Rooney. A maestro, if you please.
There's the old granny.
Oh, John, Timmy. Mama expects us at 12.
We're running a bit late, folks.
Yeah.
No dance tonight. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And the Fellmans thank you.
Good night, good night, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Cleary, whoever you are.
Oh, good night, dear.
A tough house, but I warmed him up for you.
Thanks.
Don't look now, but your leg's broken.
The show must go on.
Lucky lad. Honor to share the bill with you. Shake.
Likewise.
Sleep well, chaps.
Night, champ.
Look, you sure you don't want a stomach powder?
Abracadabracadidra slattern. See you in the morning.
With the help of God.
Abracadabracadidra slattern. And here are your horses for...
home 2 days and both nights to bed like that.
He's entitled. You should hear some of the things he's been through. They overran one of those concentration
camps. Well, I don't want to hear about it now.
You're right. No way they're in the happy evening.
I think we got some aspirin in the kitchen.
You didn't say anything about a headache?
I don't have a headache.
Now, what's the matter?
I read that if you put an aspirin in cut flowers, they keep longer.
Oh.
I wonder what made you get them.
I don't know.
There must be some reason.
Well, I just thought it'd be nice to do.
It was.
I like your dress.
Oh, you've seen it before.
It looks different. Everything about you looks different.
What mass are you going to?
10 o'clock.
Well, I better set the alarm.
Lady, I had a good time tonight.
Yes, so did I.
Did you really? Mm. Or were you putting it on for his sake?
No, I really did.
So did I.
I'll set the alarm for 9:15.
Now that he's back, we'll have lots of good times.
Look, what's wrong between us? It's nothing to do with him.
I didn't say it did.
We have to solve our own problems.
Of course.
And they can't be solved in one night.
I know.
One nice evening doesn't make everything different.
Did I say dear?
I guess you don't understand.
I forgot how nice you smell.
Spoil everything.
I want things right between us.
Would you think this is going to make them right?
We have to start someplace.
Start?
Bless us and save us.
Well, that's not my idea of a start.
Nettie, I want you. I want you like I never wanted anything in my life.
Stop.
Please.
You're drunk.
Do you think I could ask again if I wasn't?
I'm not one of your hotel lobby whores.
If you were, I wouldn't have to ask.
A couple of drinks, a couple of jokes, and let's jump into bed.
Maybe that's my mistake.
Don't let me alone.
Maybe you don't want to be asked.
Let me alone.
You've had the drinks. You've had the jokes.
Stop. Stop it, Earl. All right.
What happened?
The roses, I knocked them over.
Sounded like a bomb.
I'm sorry I woke you. I'll clean up. You go back to bed.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Pop.
You moved me this afternoon. When you brought the roses, I felt something stir I thought was dead forever. Now this. I don't understand.
I had nothing to do with the roses. They were his idea. Coffee's weak.
Add water.
I said weak. Waste of time bringing good coffee into this house. I'm thinking about renting the lake house this summer. Business is off. Well, what do you say?
About what?
Renting the lake house.
Timmy will be disappointed.
How about you?
Oh, I'm in favor of it.
Of course you are.
I wonder why.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Nice of you to join us.
My pleasure.
This isn't a hotel. We have our meals at certain times.
You should have woke me.
No, it's all right.
Of course it is.
Sit down. What do you want?
Coffee.
Just coffee?
Yeah, my stomach's a bit shaky.
You should have taken that stomach powder.
No, it'll be all right.
2 days, 2 hangovers. Is that what they taught you in the Army?
Cream, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of renting the lake house.
How come?
I can use the money.
Oh.
Well, that all you're going to say?
What do you expect me to say?
I thought that house meant something to you.
It does. But if you need the money...
A bunch of strangers sleeping in our beds, using our things, doesn't bother you at all?
It has to be.
Of course. I forgot. What's a little summer cottage after the earth-shattering things you've been through?
Mom, do you have more cream?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, well, what do you want more cream for?
Coffee's strong.
It's weak.
Well, no, it's too strong for me.
Here.
Thanks.
A few months in the army, they're experts on everything, even coffee.
Now, who said that?
By the time I was your age, I was in the coffee business 9 years. 9 years. When I was 17, they sent me to Brazil for 3 months.
I know.
I've never been out of New York before, but I went down there on my own and did my job.
For Emerson, wasn't it?
No uniform, no buddies, no Uncle Sam to lean on. Just myself. All alone in that strange place.
Well, that's the time you grew the mustache to look older.
Who's telling the story?
Sorry.
35 years in the business. He's going to tell me about coffee.
Look, I wasn't telling you anything about anything. I just said that for me, the coffee was too strong. What time's dinner?
Mom expects us at 12.
I suppose you'll wear your uniform.
The only thing I have that fits.
You sure? I mean, maybe you haven't grown as much as you think.
It'll be ravioli.
Yeah, meatballs.
GI Bill, home loans, discharge bonus, unemployment insurance. You boys did pretty well for yourselves.
Well, they did pretty well for us, too.
Oh, say, can you see?
What's your point, Pop?
The war's over.
I'll buy that.
The world doesn't owe anyone a living, including veterans.
I'll buy that, too.
Let the Jews support you.
Come again?
Wasn't for them, we wouldn't have gotten into it in the first place.
I thought you broke that record.
Lousy kikes.
John.
I changed my mind. I'll have some toast.
Don't tell me you've lost your great love for the Jews.
Don't stop it.
It's all right.
How nice of you to let me talk in my own house. And me not even a veteran.
Would you mind telling me what you're mad about?
Who's mad?
Anything on the toast?
Honey, if you got it.
Man states a few facts right away, he's mad.
How about strawberry jam?
No.
If I get a halfway decent offer, I might sell the lake house.
Pete?
Yeah, all right.
Now hurry up with your breakfast.
What for?
Mass starts in 20 minutes and not even dressed.
Mass?
Mass?
I haven't been a mass in over 2 years. You know that.
Lots of bad habits you boys picked up you'll have to get over.
Not going to mass is not a habit I picked up. It's a decision I came to after a lot of thought.
What way is that for a Catholic to talk?
I haven't considered myself a Catholic for quite a while.
Must be something wrong with my ears.
You knew this was coming. Why pretend it's such a shock?
Now there's a familiar alliance. So you've outgrown the faith, huh?
It doesn't answer my needs.
Outgrown your old clothes and outgrown the faith.
Pop, will you listen to me?
Billions of people have believed in it since the beginning of time, but it's not good enough for you.
It's not a question of good enough.
What do you say when people ask you what religion you are, huh?
Nothing.
You say you're nothing?
Yeah.
Well, Cleary's have been Catholic since the beginning of time. And now you, a Cleary, are going to tell people you're nothing?
Yeah.
You're an atheist.
John.
When you come to the blank after religion on those college applications, put down atheist. Makes a big hit in those Ivy League places from what I hear.
I am not an atheist.
Then what are you?
I don't know. But I'd like a chance to find out.
You don't know what you believe in?
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, tell me. Or go on.
I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that God created man in his own image.
Look, Pop. Pop, if your faith works for you, I am glad. I'm very glad. I wish it worked for me, but it doesn't.
Do you believe in God? Yes or no?
I don't believe in heaven or hell or purgatory or...
Yes or no?
I believe there's something bigger than myself. Now, what you call it, or what it is, I don't know.
Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
But yesterday, you said he was a man. A man has a right to decide such things for himself.
Good morning, Father Riley. Good morning, Mr. Cleary. I understand your boy's out of service. Yes, Father. Where is he this fine Sunday morning, Mr. Cleary? Home, Father. Is he sick, Mr. Cleary? No, Father. Then why isn't he here in church, Mr. Cleary? He's become an atheist, Father.
I am not an atheist.
Whatever you are, I won't have it. I'm the boss of this house. If you want to go on living here, you'll do as I say. And I say you're going to church with me this morning.
Did you know what you're doing?
Keep out of this.
Pay attention to him.
It's all right. I'll go to church with you. I'll be out in a minute.
Forget it.
What?
I said forget it. The Lord doesn't want anybody in his house who has to be dragged there. score another one for your side, Nellie.
It has nothing to do with her.
Wait till you're down on all fours someday. You'll be glad to see a priest then.
We'll meet you at Mama's.
I won't be there.
Chief Texas.
We all have our disappointment.
I said I'd go with you.
Now, what was all that about?
Oh, should have gone with him.
Oh, I'll never understand that man.
Well, why didn't I just go? Why did I have to make an issue?
It wasn't your fault.
No, it never is.
When he's in one of those moods, there's nothing anyone can do.
The Alliance. That's what he called it.
Everyone's entitled to their own beliefs.
Well, that's what we must seem like to him. An alliance. Always two against one. Always us against him. Why?
Look, if you're through eating, I'll clear the table.
Didn't you hear me?
Evidently, your father's not the only one who got up on the wrong side of bed this morning.
Look, I am not talking about this morning.
There's no need to shout.
You and him and me and what's been going on here for 20 years. But it's got to stop.
What's got to stop?
We've got to stop ganging up on him.
Oh, is that what we've been doing?
Well, you said you never understood him.
And never will.
Have you ever really tried?
Go on.
Have you ever tried to see things from his point of view?
What things?
Well, the lake house, for instance.
The lake house?
It's the pride and joy of his life, and you're always knocking it.
Well, do you know why?
Yes. Because he bought it without consulting you.
Yeah, drove me out to this godforsaken lake. Pointed a bungalow with no heat or hot water and said, that's where we'll be spending our summers from now on.
An hour's ride from New York City isn't exactly godforsaken.
It wasn't an hour's ride 20 years ago.
The point is, would he have gotten it any other way? If he'd come to you and said he wanted to buy a cottage on a lake in New Jersey, would you have said yes?
Well, I might have.
No. No. Not if it had been a palace with 50 servants.
I don't like the country.
We just spend every summer right here.
Well, my idea of a vacation is to travel. See something new.
You had a chance to see Brazil.
No, that was different.
Yeah. And the fellow who took that job is a millionaire today.
Yeah, and still living in Brazil.
Which is not to be compared with the Bronx.
So it's my fault we are not millionaires?
Your mother might have loved Brazil. You violently objected to moving from Yorkville to the Bronx. Why?
I hate the Bronx.
But you insisted on your mother move up here.
Well, they tore down her building. She had moved somewhere.
Except for summers at the lake, have you ever gone 2 days without seeing her?
Only because of Willis. Where are you going?
To get dressed. And then I'm going to church and apologize to him for acting like a fool.
You'll be at Mama's for dinner.
Only if he'll come with me.
You look, you disappointed Willis yesterday. You can't do it again.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, how cruel.
Cruel? Not as cruel as you're dragging me over there every day when I was little. And when I was bigger and couldn't go every day, concentrating on Sunday. Is it too much to give your crippled cousin 1 day a week? And when I didn't go there on a Sunday, I felt so guilty that I couldn't enjoy myself anyway. I hate Sunday. I don't think I'll ever get over it. But I'm going to try.
Well, how fortunate for the cripples in this world that everyone isn't as selfish as you.
Now, why do you keep calling him a cripple? That is not the worst thing wrong with Willis. It's his mind. He's like a 4-year-old.
Can a 4-year-old read a book?
Yeah, he reads. After you drilling him every day for 20 years. But does he have any idea what he's reading about? Look, if you and the rest of them over there want to throw your lives away on him, you go ahead and do it. But don't try and sacrifice me to the cause. Well, you have to admit I'm right, don't you? You and your mother and all the rest have missed out on a lot because of him. Now, I know it's not his fault, but I mean, well, look, these days you've got to be realistic. I mean, you've got to face up to... Where you going? Your mother doesn't expect us till 12. Look, I'm coming. Just give me a minute to dress and I'll go with you. Now, look.
Excuse me.
No.
I have to go out.
Now, wait. I told you, I won't be a second.
Would you please pass me my pocket?
Sure, yeah. Here. Hey, wait a minute. This is like lead. You've got all your coins in here. You're taking your coins. What for?
Will you please tell me what's going on?
Thank you for the roses.
Oh, my God. I remember sitting here like this the night she went to have John.
Why would she just walk out, not tell anyone where she was going?
I was six.
Without any reason.
Dr. Goldman came at midnight and he took her to the hospital.
Doesn't make sense.
And after they left, I started to cry. You did, too.
Not like her.
I asked you if you loved her, and you nodded. And I asked you to say it. And you hesitated. And I got hysterical. And to quiet me, you finally said, I love her.
Maybe she's at Sophie's.
No, I called Sophie.
It's after 10.
I call everybody.
She's been gone 12 hours.
And they all said they'd call back if they heard from her.
If she's not here by 11 o'clock, I'm calling the police.
I wonder what difference it would have made if John lived.
I wonder what department you call.
I remember you and I going to visit her at the hospital on a Sunday afternoon. I had to wait downstairs. It was the first time I ever heard the word incubator. Incubator.
I guess you call missing persons. You're the last one who saw her. The police will want to question you.
She left the house at 10 a.m., Your Honor. Didn't say boo, but I assumed she was going to her mother's. Brown coat, brown hat. When I got to her mother, she wasn't there. They hadn't seen her. Hadn't heard from her. I had 2 helpings of ravioli and meatballs. Came back here to wait. And when she didn't call by 3 o'clock, I started to worry.
And drink?
When she didn't call by 3 o'clock, I started to worry. I tried to get in touch with my father. Called all the bars I could think of. Is Mr. Cleary there? If he comes in, would you please tell him to call his house? Oh, it was like old times.
I had dinner and went to a movie.
Is Mr. Cleary there? Now, that shows how long I've been away. You never say, is Mr. Cleary there? You say, let me speak to Mr. Cleary. And so you know he was there.
I was at a movie.
Did it have a happy ending?
Gilda with Rita Hayworth and Glenn Ford.
I didn't ask you what it was.
The Lost Paradise.
I didn't ask you what it was.
What's the matter with you?
You like a drink?
No. And I think you've had enough.
It's the first time I ever saw you refuse a drink.
I want you to stop.
But you are powerless to stop me. It's a lousy position to be in, I know.
That's your last one.
You touch that bottle and I leave.
Joy, joy, said Mrs. Malloy.
Louder, louder, said Mrs. What rhymes with loud?
You were sick Friday night, sick last night. Hello? Oh. No, nothing. I said we haven't heard anything. I know how long she's been gone. And of course I'm concerned. I don't care how I sound. I'm concerned. If she's not here by 11, that's what I'm going to do. Well, that's a comforting bit of information. A mother again. Wanted to let me know how many muggins there's been lately.
I got it. Earl Browder.
What?
Louder, louder, said Mrs. Earl Browder.
I'm glad you can take the whole thing so calmly.
To quote a famous authority, I don't care how I sound. I'm concerned.
10 after 10.
The trouble with you is you haven't had enough experience in these matters.
Well, the devil could she be?
I am an old hand.
Never done anything like this before in our life.
All those nights I lay in bed waiting for your key to turn in the door. Part of me praying you'd come home safe. And part of me dreading the sound of that key because I knew there'd be a fight.
I'll give her a few minutes more.
All those mornings I woke up sick. Had to miss school. The boy's delicate, everyone said. He's got a weak constitution.
I'll give it till 5:30.
From the day I left this house, I was never sick. Not once. It took me a long time to see the connection.
Where could she go? She has no money.
Wrong.
What? You said wrong. I want to know what you meant.
Let go my arm. Thanks. She took her coins.
What?
Her coins. She took them with her.
All of them?
All of them.
Why didn't you mention it before? She had over $50 in dimes and quarters.
Person could go quite a ways with $50.
You saw her take them?
Yep.
Didn't it strike you as peculiar?
Everything strikes me as peculiar.
There's something you're not telling me.
We all have our little secrets.
There is something.
Take you and your money, for instance.
I want to know what it is.
I mean, for all I know, we could be millionaires.
I want to know why your mother left this house.
Just between us chickens. How much do you have? I need a drink.
Oh, no, you don't. Answer me.
If you don't put that bottle down, I am leaving.
I want an answer.
See you around the pool hall.
You ain't going nowhere. Answer me.
This is a hell of a way to treat a veteran.
I've taken all that crap from you. I'm gonna.
You want an answer? I want a drink. Is it a deal? Give me the bottle.
First, the answer.
I forget the question.
Why did your mother leave this house? Well?
We had an argument.
About what?
I don't remember.
Probably something to do with your drinking.
Yep. Yep. That's what it was. She said that I drank too much.
She's right.
Yep.
I never thought I'd see the day when you and she would argue.
Neither did I.
She didn't say where she was going. Just took the coins and left.
That's right.
Beats me.
Where you going?
Get something to eat.
Eat?
I didn't have any supper.
A minute ago, you're so worried you couldn't even sit down.
I'm just going to have a sandwich.
Have a banquet.
What are you getting mad at me for? You're the one who argued with her.
Which absolves you completely. She might jump off a bridge, but your conscience is clear.
A person planning to do something like that doesn't take a bunch of change along.
She thanked me for the roses. Don't you have any consideration for other people's feelings?
Consideration?
Don't you know how much it pleased her to think they were from you?
You talk about consideration.
How could you do it?
Do you have any idea how I'd look forward to this morning? To mass and dropping in at Rafferty's afterwards with you in your uniform?
Always the injured party.
You'll be the injured party in about 2 minutes.
I already am.
Real rough, you had it. Good food, good clothes. Always a roof over your head.
Hey ho, everybody. It's count your blessings time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what rough is. Being so hungry you begged. Being thrown out in the street with your few sticks of furniture for all the neighbors to enjoy. Never sleeping in a bed with less than 2 other people. Always hiding from collectors. Having to leave school at the age of 10 because your father was crippled for life and it was your job to support the house. Oh, you had it rough, all right.
The subject was roses.
Or I couldn't have gone with your advantages. What I couldn't have been.
I still want to know why you told her about the roses.
Dear, we were having words. And it slipped out.
Words about what? Well?
Stop pushing or I'll tell you.
Go on, go on.
Okay. The humping I'm getting is not worth the humping I'm getting.
You pig.
I'm warning you.
You pig. Well, hello, mother of mine. Sorry I've had one.
Where have you been?
Many.
I was about to call the police.
My cathedral is...
I want to know where you've been. Are you going to tell me where you've been?
You wouldn't believe me.
Of course I'd believe you.
You don't look well, Timmy.
Appearances are deceiving. I feel terrible.
Why wouldn't I believe you?
You just wouldn't.
Tell me and see.
I went to the movies.
Go on.
That's it.
You just went to the movies?
That's right.
You've been gone over 12 hours.
I stayed for several shows.
Are you trying to tell me you were in a movie for 12 hours?
I knew you wouldn't believe me.
I believe you.
Thank you.
What did you see?
Now that means you don't believe me.
No, I guess not.
I demand to know where you were.
Well, I went to the hotel after, picked up a man, had a few drinks, a few jokes, went to his room.
Stop it.
Oh, but I was just getting to the best crowd.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Is there anything I could say that you would believe?
Say you took a bus downtown, you walked around, visited the museum, had dinner, went to Radio City, and came home.
I took a bus downtown, walked around, visited a museum, had dinner.
Went to Radio City and came home.
Went to Radio City and came home.
I'll buy that. And if you have any sense, you buy a two-pop.
I don't have any sense. I'm just a poor, ignorant slob whose wife's been missing 12 hours, and I want to know where she was.
What difference does it make?
Stay out of this.
How?
What are you going to tell your mother?
Nothing.
The poor woman's almost out of her mind.
There's a joke here someplace.
Well, at least call her and say you're home.
She'll want an explanation. When I tell her, she won't believe me any more than you did.
I'll believe you when you tell the truth.
What is truth? Sorry.
I'll tell you this. In all my life, the past 12 hours are the only real freedom I've ever known.
Did you enjoy it?
Every moment.
Why did you come back?
I'm a coward.
Will somebody tell me what's going on?
You heard the question, ladies and gentlemen. Up there in the balcony, the bearded gent with... Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm just going to be ill.
Oh, wait, dear.
No, just leave me to dial home. Just leave me to it.
He didn't want me to hold his head.
What happened to your coins?
I spent them.
How?
I took a bus downtown, walked around, visited a museum.
Wasn't for his drinking, none of this would have happened.
Why do you say that?
If he didn't drink you, and he wouldn't have argued. Well, isn't that why you left? Because you had an argument about his drinking?
We had an argument, but it wasn't about drinking.
What was it about?
You, mostly.
Go on.
He thinks I don't give you enough credit. Feels you're quite a guy. He said we had to stop ganging up on you. That's what he said.
Oh.
I couldn't sleep.
Neither could I. I came out to get a magazine.
You feel all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay now.
What time is it?
Almost 2. Are you all right?
Yes.
All right. Guess I'll turn in. Good night.
Isn't there something you want to tell me?
As a matter of fact, there is, but it'll keep till the morning.
You've decided to leave?
Yeah.
When?
Well, it's not a sudden decision.
When are you leaving?
In the morning. You see, this fella I went to high school with has a flat on 22nd Street. And his roommate just got married, and he's looking for a replacement. Well, I figured that, hey, I'll give you a penny for him.
Hmm? Oh. An apple core.
What?
An apple core. I was due to start working for a law firm. Passed all the interviews and had been notified to report for work the following Monday. And Sunday, my sister and I were walking in the park when a blonde boy, who had a crush on me but was too bashful to speak, demonstrated his affection by throwing an apple core which hit me in the face. When I woke up Monday morning, I had the most beautiful black eye you ever saw. I was too embarrassed to start a new job looking like that. I called in sick. They called back to say the position had been filled for somebody else. The next job I found was the one that brought your father and I together. I often think of that, Abercore. I wonder what my life would be like if it never been thrown.
Everyone wonders about things like that.
I was going in early to type up some dictation I'd taken the night before. Front Street was deserted. As I walked, I had the sensation of being watched. I glanced up at the office I was passing and saw this young man, your father, staring down. He looked at me intensely, almost angrily for a moment. And suddenly realized I was looking back at him. He turned away. In that moment, I knew that that young man and I were not suited to each other. But at the same time, I knew we would become involved. It was inevitable.
Why? You had others to choose from.
Oh, yes. All gentle, considerate men. All very much like my father. One of them was the baker from Paterson, New Jersey, that we always joke about.
That fellow who brought a hat box full of pastries whenever he called on you.
Oh, what a sweet man. I begged him to marry him.
What was it drew you to Pop?
I think it was his energy. A certain wildness. He wasn't like my father at all. I was attracted. I was afraid. I've always been a little afraid of him. Then, he was clearly a young man who was going places. 24 when I met him and making well over 100 a week. Well, he had great money in those days, and his prospects were unlimited. Money was never plentiful in our house. We weren't poor like his people, you understand. Never without rent or food or tickets to the opera or nice clothes. Still, we weren't well-to-do. My father brought home stories from the hotel about the various bigwigs who came in and what they wore and how they talked and acted. And we went to the opera. And we had friends who were cultured. Musicals Sunday afternoons. Those were Papa's happiest moments. Oh, yeah, I liked good things. Things that the baker from Paterson and the others could never give me. But your father surely would.
Mom.
Well, the way he was going, he'd be a millionaire. Well, that was his dream, you know, to be a millionaire by the time he was 40. Well, 1929 took care of that. He was never quite the same afterwards. But when I met him, he was cock of the walk. Good-looking, witty young Irishman. Everybody liked him. And those who didn't, at least feared him, because he was a fierce fellow. Everyone wanted to go into business with him. Everyone wanted to be social with him. No, he was immediately at home on a ship, a train, in any bar. Strangers thought he was magnificent. And he was. So long as the situation was impersonal. At his best, in an impersonal situation. But that doesn't include the home, family. The baker from Paterson was all tongue-tied outside. In the home, it would have been beautiful. Go to bed now.
You want the light off?
Yeah, please.
When I left this house 3 years ago, I blamed him for everything that was wrong here. When I came home, I blamed you. Now I suspect that no one's to blame. Not even me. Good night.
Good night. loves you, Matthew. You do, Father. Why, Nettie? Because I love you.
One word from you. That's all it would take.
I'm not so sure.
Try.
No.
Do you want him to go?
No.
Then say something before it's too late.
What do you want for breakfast?
Who cares about breakfast?
Timmy's having scrambled eggs.
Am I the only one who's upset by what's going on here?
No.
Then how can he just stand there?
Would you feel better if I wept?
You'll weep when he's gone.
But not now.
Look, all I want you to do is to tell him how you feel.
He knows that.
You won't speak to him?
I can't.
You're the one who'll miss him most. For me, it's different. I got my business.
I envy you.
Look, just ask him to wait a couple of days and think it over.
After a couple of days, we'd be used to having him around. It would be that much harder to see him leave.
He might change his mind. Might not want to leave.
He has to leave sometime.
But not now. Not like this.
But 22nd Street isn't the end of the world.
If he leaves this house today, I don't want to see him ever again.
If you say that to me, make it clear that you're speaking for yourself.
Who's this fella he's moving in?
Oh, a boy he knew at high school.
Everything he wants right here. Food, clothing, a room of his own. He has to move into a dirty, cold water flat.
I think I understand his feelings.
Home 2 days and gone again. The neighbors will have a field day.
I'm going in to call him, huh?
I want to see him alone.
If you're wise, you won't start a row.
I want to see him alone.
All right.
Come in.
What the heck do I say to him? I understand you've decided to leave us. Oh, no. What's this nonsense about your leaving? Your mother tells me you're moving out. I would like to know why. I demand to know why. Would you be so good as to tell me why? Oh, why, goddammit?
Good morning.
Morning.
Mother said you wanted to see me.
Sleep well?
Yeah.
Good.
You wanted to see me?
Mother says you're leaving.
Yeah.
Rather sudden, isn't it?
Well, not really.
Mind telling me why?
I just think it's for the best.
For who?
For everyone.
Dog crap! No, wait, I didn't mean that. Fact is, I don't blame you for wanting to leave. I had no business hitting you.
That's not why I'm going.
If there was any way I could undo last night, I would.
It's not a question of last night.
If I had to do it over again, I'd cut my arm off.
Pop, listen.
I don't know what gets into me sometimes.
Pop, I am not leaving because of anything that happened last night. I always intended to leave.
You never mentioned it.
Well, I plan to stay a couple of weeks and then go.
A couple of days isn't a couple of weeks.
It's not like going to China.
Well, why 2 days instead of 2 weeks?
Because I know that if I stay 2 weeks, I'll never leave.
Look, if it's what I said yesterday about me being the boss and you'd have to do what I said, forget it.
It's not that.
I was just letting off steam.
It's not that.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a man. You can come and go as you please. Do as you please. That goes for religion, drinking, anything.
How can I make you understand?
Even girls. Yeah, I know how it is to be your age. Give me a little advance notice. I'll see you at the house to yourself whenever you want.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What kind of language is that? Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Talk any way you want.
I don't know what to say to you.
Look, what I said yesterday about the Jews. I was just trying to get a rise out of them.
I know.
See, at the time those bums from St. Matthew's jumped the Icash clothes man, I was the one who saved him.
I know.
A whole crowd of people watching, but I was the only one who did anything.
Do you think I could forget that?
Stay another week. Just a week.
I can.
Stay till Wednesday.
No.
Do you have any idea how your mother looked forward to you coming home?
Yes.
Then how can you do it?
Well, we're just going round in circles.
What happens to the lake house?
What do you mean?
Without you, what's the good of it?
I'll be spending time there.
I thought we'd have a real summer together like before the war.
You're making this a lot tougher than it has to be.
Did you expect me to say nothing? Like her?
Are you through?
Look, I know what the trouble is. You know what the trouble is? You're like me. Stubborn. All the Clearys are stubborn. Rather die than admit a mistake. Now, is that a fact, yes or no?
I don't know.
Well, here's one donkey who's seen the light. I've been wrong in my dealings with you, and I admit it. Not just wrong last night, but all along. Well, those days are gone forever, and I'll prove it. You know how much money I have?
I don't want to know.
$14,357.
Pop.
Plus a bit more in stock. Now you admit that you made a mistake. Admit you don't really want to leave. And we'll forget the whole thing.
I don't want to leave.
See?
But I'm leaving.
Then go and good riddance.
Listen to me.
The sooner the better.
Will you listen to me? It was a dream I used to have about you and I. It was always the same. I'd be told that you were dead. And I'd run crying into the street. Someone had stopped me and asked me why I was crying. And I'd say, my father's dead and he never said he loved me.
I only tried to make you stay for her sake.
I had that dream again last night. And I was thinking about it this morning when something occurred to me that I'd never thought of before.
She's the one who'll miss you.
It's true. You never said you loved me. But it's also true that I never said those words to you.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I say them now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love you, Pop.
Son. Son, I...
Pop.
What I said about the money, that's strictly between us.
I understand.
Ready for breakfast?
Sure.
Yeah.
Your bag's packed and ready to go.
I changed my mind.
What?
I changed my mind. I'm going to stay a few days more.
I'm afraid that's out of the question. When you said you were going, I called the painters. They're coming to do your room tomorrow. You know how hard it is to get painters. If we don't take them now, it'll be months before they're free again.
Well, then I guess I'd better leave the schedule.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you, Nettie? Oh, I don't know why I bother to bring good coffee into this house. If it isn't too weak, it's too strong. If it isn't too strong, it's too hot. If it isn't too hot, it's too cold.
You've been listening to Cyril Shapps as John Cleary, Doreen Hepburn as his wife Nettie, and Donald Donnelly as their son Timmy in The Subject Was Roses by Frank D. Gilroy. The play was adapted for radio and produced in Northern Ireland by Roger Pines.